This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Texas has a new state park located midway between Fort Worth and Abilene and just 2 miles from the 700 population city of Strawn. A public hearing there last night attracted a huge crowd, and locals had lots of questions about the planned 4,400 acres Palo Pinto Mountain State Park.
I can get 30 cabins there, for instance.
It was so packed last night that Texas Parks and Wildlife employees handed out cold bottles of water while officials offered up ideas about the future of the park and neighbors asked tough questions. After the two-hour meeting, 74-year-old Shaver Abbott said this project is going to be years in the making.
This might be the greatest thing in the state of Texas here. I don't have a clue. But it'll take time. If people think it's going to happen overnight, I think they'll be disappointed, but in time it'll probably be good.
Good, not just for nature lovers and birders, but for the local economy too, says Strawn Mayor Ty Jackson.
It's going to force the town to grow and become maybe a little more modern than it has been.
Decades ago, Strawn was a booming town with a strong ranching community. But like many other West Texas towns, its young people left for jobs in the bigger cities.
My family's been here for about 150 years, and we're still in the ranching business here. And I am founder and past president of the Strawn Chamber.
Jeff Hinkson says a park of this size can maybe draw an estimated 100 to 150,000 visitors annually from Dallas-Fort Worth, Abilene, Brownwood, Wichita Falls.
As our metropolitan areas get more and more congested, I believe you're going to find more and more people looking for open spaces.
That's what Barbara McKnight wants. She's with the Texas Equestrian Trail Riders Association. She and her group are excited to have new trails to ride on.
I find myself thinking about from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. That's what America is about. And this reminds you, you've got to get quiet. You've got to be still. And you've got to let your whole body just kind of rest in the moment and feel and sense and float.
Janice Jones teaches music at TCU in Fort Worth. She rides horses too, a quarter horse named Chisholm.
It gives you time to breathe and get some fresh air, clear your lungs and clear your mind, and helps you to face the difficulties and the challenges that life in the big city brings.
I want to go see Raptor Ridge.
John Ferguson is with the State Parks Division. He lives in the park, knows everything you'd ever want to know about it. When we get to Raptors Ridge, a migratory route for falcons, hawks, and other birds, the smell of the hill country, the sight of the steep cliffs, the lakes and rivers, with the moving clouds overwhelms Ferguson.
I can get emotional about this. It just gives me a great appreciation for being able to live here in such a beautiful place, not just this park, but in this state and in this country. A place that allows us the freedom and the opportunity to enjoy peace and nature and beauty. It makes me so happy.
Like others, he'll have to wait until the next legislative session before money can be allocated to build the infrastructure needed to officially open the state park.
Isn't this pretty? And how many people spend their lives without ever seeing something like this? But here it is, and we will protect it for you and your friends and family and for future generations of Texans and visitors to our state.
The park won't be open for a few years, but in the meantime, the public can already enjoy pre-approved stargazing nights and the occasional chance to ride a horse on new trails. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News, Strawn, Texas.